It's an ordinary Monday. You don't know what to do. You miss the days when everything was.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is the Stormy Weather.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
Radio, music, the airwaves, what could be better? And this is episode number 172, CruisinTheDecades.com. On today's program, one of the biggest duos of the 1980s, plus remembering Country Joe McDonald. And a little birdie told me in 1927, and something from Sturgill Simpson's new alter ego disco country barroom dance floor project. This is Cruisin' the Decades, and we'll begin over 100 years ago with a selection from Al Jolson. This goes back to 1916. He's one of the first ever real recording artist pop stars of American music history. Al Jolson with a fun little number here called I Sent My Wife to the Thousand Isles on Cruisin' the Decades.
Today and said our last goodbye, and as I held a hand in mine, a tear stood in my eye. She saw that tear and said, I hate to leave my darling boy. I turned away, she did not know those tears. What tears of joy.
I sent my wife to the Thousand Isles today. Lala, she's on her way. She's gonna spend a week on every isle. That's why I'm gay. So everybody come and give 3 cheers. She's gonna be away for 20 years. Oh, I sent my wife to the Thousand Isles today. Hooray! Just think, when I get home tonight, there'll be no wifey there. And right across the table I will see a vacant chair. I love my wife, I love my wife. I love her more each day. I love my wife, I love my wife, because she's far away.
I sent my wife to the Thousand Isles today. She's on her way. She's gonna spend a week on every isle. That's why I'm gay. Tonight I'm going home at 10:30. Put on my clothes, go out again, cause I sent my wife to the Thousand Isles today. Hooray!
A global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
The wind would blow, a little birdie told me so. A little word called yes can make an awful mess. The answer to giddy up is woe. Don't pity Mother Eve, her weakness was detestable. As soon as she learned forbidden fruit was indigestible. But how did I find out what it was all about? A little birdie told me so.
So, 1927, that's Johnny Marvin. They called him the ukulele ace in the Roaring Twenties and the ukulele craze in popular music. That song, well, his whole career really is an interesting bridge between vaudeville and like the jazz age and pop songs, but also into the Gene Autry country western era as well. And right there, that's Johnny Marvin at the center of it. And by the way, don't confuse A Little Birdie Told Me So with a different song that we've featured on this show in the past. A Little Bird Told Me, Evelyn Knight from 1947. They both came out of the Tin Pan Alley songwriting phase, but different songs and 20 some years apart. But you see, this timeline melds together. One song per decade, 100 years of music. You're hearing Cruisin' the Decades. I'm your host, Brad Savage, broadcasting from the Summit FM, local, independent, all music public radio out of Akron, Ohio, the rubber city. Well, we're going to go up to 1930 now. Our 30s era selection this time around is an excellent number from one of those famous voices of the 30s and 40s, Josephine Baker. And I really like this song lyrically. It's called "You're Driving Me Crazy." Josephine Baker here on Cruisin' the Decades.
In recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna take a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. 7, that's the time we leave at 7. I'll be waiting up for takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey. Sentimental journey.
It's Les Brown and his band of renown on Cruise in the Decades. That's the vocal of Doris Day. That is one of the most significant songs of the 1940s. Really, a soundtrack to homecoming for the end of World War II. What a song it is! It was 1945, Sentimental Journey, from Les Brown and Doris Day on Cruisin' the Decades, one song per decade. Coming up, we will pay remembrance to an icon of the 60s and the Woodstock era. We recently lost Country Joe McDonald. We'll play a signature tune studio version from Country Joe. We've also got a huge 80s duo and a prototype rap rock alternative band in the 90s that's so catchy. We do one song per decade. Cruisin' the Decades continues. You can find our playlists and all the shows at cruisinthedecades.com. Little bit of a cool R&B record circa 1957. Not the best known record of the era, but it's a stomper, it's a rocker, it's a bopper. It's called Juicy Fruit. This is Rudy Green on Cruisin' the Decades, 1957.
Juicy Fruit is my name, that's what the girls call me.
audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Give me an F!
Yeah.
Give me an I!
I!
Give me an S!
Yes!
Give me an A!
Yes.
What's that spell?
Yes.
What's that spell?
Yes.
What's that spell?
Yes.
Yeah, come on, all you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. He's got himself in a terrible jam. Way down yonder in Vietnam. So put down your books and pick up a gun. I'm gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates.
Come on, General, let's move fast. The old big chance has come at last. Gotta go out, get those reds. The only good commie is one that's dead. And you know that peace can only be won when the golden ball of the kingdom come.
And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates.
Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. Send them off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box.
And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why.
In the decades, remembering Country Joe McDonald, Country Joe and the Fish. And in the 1960s, counterculture, that song is absolutely iconic. Now, note, we played the album version, less commonly heard, but it doesn't have the swear word intro that he had the crowd chant at Woodstock. So I felt it was a safer bet to go with the album version, the studio version, Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die, Rag. Country Joe McDonald's most famous moment came at the legendary Woodstock Festival. He stepped onto the stage. He led a chant of 500,000 people into the Fish cheer. Give me an F, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Against the Vietnam War, a countercultural moment. You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, one song per decade. I'm Brad Savage. Now we'll zip forward in our cruising time machine to the year 1973. This is Dolly Parton.
Spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Decide to do, Jolene.
Selected, hand-curated selection of the most interesting records ever recorded. One song per decade for over 100 years of music. You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition, with your host, Brad Savage. Cruisin' the Decades.
Thank you.
absolutely one of the biggest sensations of the 1980s. One of the biggest duos of all time in pop music. Wham! That's George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley. They formed in 1981 in the Hertfordshire region of England. Cruisin' the Decades, one song per decade, and over 100 years of music, a full century in music. That was 1984. That was Wham! With Freedom. Check out our playlists at cruisinthedecades.com. You can listen to all of our shows on demand, cruisinthedecades.com. As we skip forward to the 90s, the alt-rock 90s, and the late 90s now. They formed in the early 90s while attending Columbia University, New York City, a trio consisting of Chopper Dave, Special J, and Steve Mike, blending hip-hop, rock, fusion, comedy, funk, all of it together, kind of a silly sense, and that late 90s slacker vibe. I give you two Skinny J's with Riot Nerd on Cruisin' the Decades.
Resentments that'll burn me, unearthing our cons and sharp knives turning blood. My role is to unfold, so I gotta face the front. I used to spend my days that confused. 16-year underdog, still dawning on the roost. Sorry, Buster, I know my flow sounds used. Hinted and directed by the likes of John Hughes. Recycled recitals of pre-written idols, all scrawled in the hall like Anthony Michael. I lack land and title, just one of the boys on islands and islands of misfit toys.
Get up, cause I'm fed up, fed up. Keep our head up, be the king in the calm. We'll be singing our song, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Come on, get up, cause I'm fed up, fed up. Try to rise, keep our head up, be the king in the calm. We'll be singing our song, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on.
My field of dreams was a parking lot with hot shots doing donuts, pissing off the grown-ups, me on the slide, writing unrequited love letters that I would send to my imaginary girlfriend. I had to pretend, cause I never played football, the kid drafted, last pick after World Cup to East. The monotony of everybody mocking me. Spent time, 210 rhymes, like botany. Now what I wanna be?
What you wanna be?
Maybe famous, I claim this, try to gain this. But sometimes it's heinous, the way the shameless surround me, like a tide to drown me. I'm looking for intelligent life. I'm looking for a flip on this screen, so I can reach out and touch somebody, anybody, everybody.
We got your back, distract your malefactors, cause all you up in the flat. You know the Thundercats.
Get up, cause I'm fed up, fed up. Try to rise and keep our head up, leave the king in a calm. We'll be singing our song, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Come on, get up, cause I'm fed up, fed up. Try to rise and keep our head up, leave the king in a calm. We'll be singing our song, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on.
From the studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA, this is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
White, Meg White, the White Stripes, Dead Leaves, and the Dirty Ground on Cruisin' the Decades. That's 2001. That's from the White Blood Cells album, which sparked kind of a minor indie rock underground revolution in alt-rock circles. And we're going to do a bonus track here. We're going to zip forward to the next album in 2003, the White Stripes album Elephant. Now, a key song on that album is actually a cover, a Burt Bacharach, Hal David cover called I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself. Here comes another one from the White Stripes on Cruisin' the Decades.
Don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself. Nothing, everything for two. I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself. Like a summer rose. I don't know what to do with myself. Just don't know what to do with myself. Like a summer rose, like a summer rain. I need a sweet love to fill the away. I just don't know what to do with myself.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world. From super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world, this is Cruising the Decades. 100 years of music.
Number one song in Canada and a great Canadian artist. She's had some success in the U.S., some success in the U.K., but at home in Canada, a big name, Serena Ryder with Stompa on Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music. That was 2013. And now we'll go to a 2026 recent release by Sturgill Simpson's alter ego. This is kind of a fun side project under an alias. Disco country barroom dance floor, or maybe a barroom brawl. This is Johnny Blue Skies. Funny story, he finished the album and leaked it himself, putting it up on YouTube and over the internet for people to listen to, and then kind of got in trouble because the label wasn't ready for it to go out yet, so they took it down. Now there's a proper release, but this is so fun. You can see why this is something that there's a lot of excitement and a buzz about. This is called Situation. It's by Johnny Blue Skies, a.k.a. Sturgill Simpson, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Hey, this is Declan McKenna, and you're hearing a 100-year musical journey through the history of recorded music. You've found Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage, 100 years of music.
Daniel, do you remember? You were in such a state. Outside your house, I've got your number and I'm not afraid to use it. They'll probably give it out to anyone they see, including me. They'll probably make up your mind as if you want them to. Oh,
That's UK superstar Declan McKenna. That was from his second album, Zeros, released in 2020. That is called Be an Astronaut. That is quite an epic, anthemic, Bowie-esque ballad, a bonus track to wrap up this edition of Cruisin' the Decades. Find all of the playlists at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing out there in Technoland? RCT Techno DJs in the house.
WRCT Pittsburgh.